Wonderful Jesus, wonderful Jesus, wonderful Jesus. Yes, praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. We just thank you, Lord. We just thank you. Yes. Amen. All right. Lord, we just thank you. We just praise you. Amen. All right. Here we are today, just doing what we can. Praise the Lord. Okay. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name. Amen. All right. Yes, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you. Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We're so happy to be married to our husband, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're glorifying flesh and bones, for he made us his wife. We're not just making up a mere story, but the evidence of our fruits no one can dispute. It's all these glorifying revelations that we have produced. Welcome to these glorifying revelations. We're having a celebration. And oh, what joy, where every revelation brings a flood of glory in this never-ending story of Christ, the wife of the Lamb. Welcome to these glorifying revelations. We're having a celebration, and oh, what joy, where every revelation brings a flood of glory in this never-ending story of Christ, the wife of the Lamb. There's excitement in the air. In the wife's realm where we dwell, in here nothing can compare, for we're the queen of the great king, and we declare all these glorifying revelations that we wear. Welcome to these glorified revelations. We're having a celebration. And oh, what joy, where every revelation brings a flood of glory in this never-ending story of Christ, the wife of the Lamb. We're so happy to be married to our husband, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're glorified flesh and bones, for he made us his wife. We're not just making up a mere story, but the evidence of our fruits no one can dispute. It's all these glorifying revelations that we have produced. Welcome to these glorified revelations. We're having a celebration, and oh, what joy, where every revelation brings a flood of glory in this never-ending story of Christ, the wife of the Lamb. There's excitement, oh, oh, there's excitement in the air, in the wife's realm where we dwell. In here, nothing can compare, for we're the queen of the great king, and we declare. All these glorifying revelations that we wear. Welcome to these glorified revelations. We're having a celebration. And oh, what joy, where every revelation brings a flood of glory in this never-ending story of Christ, the wife of the Lamb. Welcome, welcome to these glorified revelations. We're having a celebration, and oh, what joy, where every revelation brings a flood of glory in this never-ending story of Christ, the wife of the Lamb. And oh, what joy, where every revelation brings a flood of glory in this never-ending story of Christ, the wife of the Lamb.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. We Amen. Love you, Lord. Hallelujah.
All right. Thank you, Bob. That's very good. Praise the Lord. Amen. Just so good to be here today and enjoy the blessings of the Lord.
Amen.
And it's we had some kind of bad weather last evening, but the sun's out here and look like it's going to be very cooperative here. So we praise God for that. Amen. We just praise the Lord. He doeth all things well, and that's the main thing. Praise the Lord. So we've been learning lately that the last trump that Paul spoke of, not the last trump, the book of Revelation was the seven trumpets in that order, but the last trump that Paul spoke of, there was be a transformation of the flesh and blood, natural flesh and blood, into glorified flesh and blood. Amen. So we just praise the Lord and thank God that all these things are beginning to come forth in the proper way. Praise the Lord. And God's always done things in the proper way, but sometimes it takes us a while to get it in our mentality and accept it that we're just all this is just real. Amen. And it's not some imagination of some human being, and that's a good thing about it. And I know some of the Pentecostal preachers used to say, I'm not a preacher that fell off the turnip wagon last week. I mean, some of them just they get feeling good and feel like they call preach, and about the only thing they could say was glory to God, hallelujah, praise the Lord. And ain't the Lord good, and on down the line like that. Praise the Lord. But as we go along, we learn more, and God teaches us more. Hallelujah. And now we have been taught in the Word to the point where there are certain things that hadn't been known even to us. I've been ministering, since a very, very small, over 60 years. And a lot of these things that we're preaching now is something that God has given us of recent time. And when I say of recent time, I'm talking maybe 4, 5, 6, 7 years back, bringing up. And so one of the things we've learned and we're taught by revelation is more knowledge of Christ. Because up till about a few years back on the 10th chapter of the book of Revelation, Christ was spoken of as He. And when we talked about God, He, and the Lord Jesus Christ, He. Amen. But God had revealed that there's a she to the Christ. Not just He, she. There was a He part and a she part. Amen. And the she part was to be the wife of the He part. Amen. And that's us. Glory to God. So we begin to bring these things in, and it's a great blessing to some, and some still scratching their heads, and I can understand that. Praise God, because once you come through a few thousand years just hearing He, then when you hear She, then you wonder about it, see? Amen. But the thing is, everything seemed to be coming together to the point where it's become in our thinking. And here's a little something we wrote down here. And I think our thinking and our praising of God has gone into the realm of glorification. Our thinking and our praising of God has gone into the revelation, gone into the realm of revelation. Amen. So, of glorification. So this light above me just not putting out much light this morning. And we had thunder and lightning last night. I could have got above here. But anyway, we don't try to go by just every word like that. Amen. But we know that Christ is the queen, and the queen has never stepped forth with any authority and has never stepped forth. Fact is, she weren't known, and there weren't a queen till there was a marriage. It took having a marriage for the Lord Jesus Christ to have His queen. Amen. And the queen we find by studying the Word of God and the receiving revelation from the Lord is a group of people. And that group of people is specifically called the wife of the Lamb, see. And that group of people that's the wife of the Lamb is the queen of the great King, see. Hallelujah. And so that's a special group that become bone of His bone and flesh of His flesh. And someone asked me, I believe, last week about saying, well, I can see that we're bone of His bone and flesh of His flesh, but how about all the other? How about all the other people? Well, they're part of God. They have their part in God, and they have a wonderful place. Anytime you got part of God in eternal life, you got a wonderful place. Praise God. But when it comes to the wife of the Lamb, and we could say the queen of the great King, then she's a different group. That's why God made sure that we understood. And one of the things He did and revealed in this last day is the fact that there's a group, and John specifically pointed this out to the other apostles, the brethren, say. He specifically pointed out that the marriage of the Lamb is come, and His wife has made herself ready, and to her, amen, it was granted that she should be clothed in fine linen, clean and white. While Revelation chapter 7 shows that great multitude before the throne, and they're dressed in white robes. And so being dressed in white robes, that's wonderful, beautiful, glory to God, but it's not in comparison with the fine linen, clean and white. It would be a lower price material. Amen. So the wife of the Lamb, we need to claim what he has made us. And we need to claim that we're dressed in fine linen, clean and white, and not feel like we're trying to overrule or being over those dressed in white robe, but they have a wonderful place in God, and they are so happy in their place, and they wouldn't swap with us because it fits them. White robes fit them to the T. Amen. But the white robes, we already got a revelation of the fine linen, clean and white, which is his righteousness, special righteousness, which come with a package, we would say, becoming bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh, meaning that we and the Lord Jesus Christ have equalized out there. Glory to God. And he's got this special group called the wife of the Lamb. Amen. Then all these others that does the different things in God's plan. Amen. They're just wonderful. Praise God. They got their place, and they want to keep this thing up so good. And I've been around a lot of people. In fact, it's some of my own folks. They like to work in the garden and keep all the weeds out and all that. Well, I've always been on the mechanical way. I like to build motors and so on like that. But they just weren't interested in that. But when I went to visit, they sure took and showed me the garden and how there's no weeds growing. Notice that. We've got all the weeds out. There's going to be some real good food. And so you can come pick you some when it starts producing, you know. Amen. But if they wanted something done on a vehicle or something, they would have probably come got me, you know. Amen. So that's just giving a different in what has the thinking of something. Some people, and a woman, she noticed fine linen, clean and white. Amen. Well, that don't make us all, that's part of the wife of the Lamb, women. Amen. But we're the wife of the Lamb, and we have that spirit, that feminine part of the spirit of Christ, see. Amen. Glory to God. And so those white robes, we walk by them and go to the line where there's fine linen, clean and white. Amen. I brought this in a message. Oh, it's been several years ago, and I didn't know a lot of these things I know now. In going to stores, cloth stores and so on, they call them linen shops a lot of time. Amen. Well, you go in there, and there's not much linen there, you know. There's pillowcases and different things, sheets and so on like that, you know. Amen. And that they call linen. Well, that's all right. That's what they won't call them. But linen, what they call linen, and what the Bible calls linen, is two different things. Because this linen is the most expensive that could be bought, see. Praise the Lord. And then the white robes, amen. Then that was a different thing altogether. It was made from a different thing, like maybe cotton or something like that. That's not blended down to a fine art, but there was it was a difference in it. Glory to God. And when we begin to talk about it and begin to see, it all clears it up. And aren't you happy in the Lord that in these last days we can open the Bible and we can read, amen, and we can read in Revelation chapter 7, and then on in 11 and 12, along in there in Revelation, that there's some that loved not their lives unto death. And they were dressed in white robes, praising God, and they served him day and night. Well, there's a different group that's identified. Amen. That's not the labor or serve God day and night in that sense. Amen. They're bone of the bone of the Lord Jesus Christ and flesh of his flesh, and that is his queen. Amen. And glory to God. And you know what that queen is? It's us. It's that we furnished the body just like Mary through a miracle of God furnished the body for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The great king. Amen. Well, we furnish the body because this has to be many-membered body. Glorified, yeah. Glorified many-membered body. And so that's what we are. Glory to God. And fine linen, clean and white, but it's a different group. Amen. And it doesn't mean there's going to be competition that are them trying to be in our group or we trying to be in their group. No, everybody's going to know exactly how everything fits. Amen. And that's why we know it now, see. Glory to God. Amen. And the wife of the Lamb, the body of Christ, the bride, not the bride anymore, the wife. Amen. And she, several of them want some watermelon, have a watermelon eating. Amen. All they got to do is pass the word on to the natural people that's in the millennia or some of the other one. Amen. And they'll be so happy and they'll rejoice and so forth. Amen. That they were able to do this for the wife of the Lamb. See, glory to God. So I'm glad that we're a group of people and it's not just one person can say, I'm the wife of the Lamb. Well, if there's only one person around, it could be said that way. But the wife of the Lamb is a large number. And when I say large, we don't know how big. But those in white robes are a number that no man could number, or a number that is the sand of the sea. And it don't speak of the wife in that sense. Amen. So it's a special group. Amen. That was elected and ordained before the foundation of the world, see? Amen. We were predestinated, ordained, and part of him back then, see? Amen. And that's what I'm rejoicing about today. And that's why the little title here, I don't know if my wife wrote it down or I thought about it. Amen. Whichever, it's the same, see? Amen. Our thinking and our praising of God has gone into the realm of glorified flesh and bone, of glorification, gone into the realm of glorification. Amen. So that's the thing about it. And we'll begin to look at this different in the wife of the Lamb. And with the other ministers and so on, the other groups, when you come to a place of worship and so on, they usually have them lifted up a little higher or so on. And I've said this on a message sometime back, been a good while back. But I were acquainted with a group that, and occasionally we would listen to them. And one of the brothers said, I'm telling you folks, said I got such a wonderful, wonderful revelation on the way. Been out west, you know, out there on vacation. On the way out west, said such a wonderful revelation. And it just burned me, and I can't hardly hold it, but said I know that I can't speak about it till the preacher preaches it first. The preacher has to preach it first, and then we get it from there. Well, that's the way it is out in that other river. Now, when we begin to talk about another river here, it's the same as talking about a group that's dressed in fine linen, clean and white, that's bone of the Lord's bone, flesh of his flesh. Now, the other river, the main river that started there in Genesis, then that river still flows in all Christians and all those that have life, and even the natural people, amen, receive their life from that river. But then here's a river for the wife of the Lamb, amen, just as clear as crystal. There is absolutely nothing in it that has any defilement. I stood there and looked that river, and you can see right through the water, on down through to the stones and on the bottom, And that was that. It was so clear. It was unbelievable. And that's why it is the wife of the Lamb. And then when you turn the scripture, the wife is dressed in fine linen, clean and white. And the other group is dressed in the white robes, see. And each group has their blessings of God, place in God. And then beyond that, there's the mortal people that was born and raised in the millennium, in that thousand-year period. And during that thousand-year period, they're born and raised, and the earth was repopulated. And there's probably millions of them. No doubt why. Amen, millions of them, because no one died during that millennium except those that just wanted to go contrary to the things that God wanted done and wouldn't repent, see. Amen. So the devil's bound, so he weren't tempting them in the sense of openly tempting them. But when he was loosed, and he loosed for a little season, I don't know, maybe 30 or 40 years, and if I give a precise date, then I would be going beyond my ability, and that would be something that would, I would be unsure exactly how many years, so I'm not going to put a year to a little season. Hey, John wrote the book of Revelation by the anointing of Christ. He used wisdom, didn't he? He just said a little season. And compared to a thousand years, or you compare it to the thousand years, or you comparing it to eternity, a little season. Well, we'll find that out when we get there. Amen. What the little season is. Amen. And I don't think it would help me a whole lot if I knew the exact days of it. Glory to God. But I'm looking now as we're coming to this time of fulfilled prophecy. Glory to God that that'll happen in the Middle East. That two prophets is to appear in Israel. Amen. And they will prophesy, turn the water to blood. Amen. What Moses did. Smite the earth with plagues, Elijah, Moses and Elijah. What it'll be? It'll be the spirit of those men on two men that's anointed. Amen. You talk about giving the devil a rough road to hoe, see. Amen. But there'll be a wife of the Lamb, wherever she's at that time, going to be so happy, free, and bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh, and glory to God, rejoicing in the Lord. Amen. So that's the thing that I'm looking at here, and I get started talking about, I a lot of times forget the title and so on like that, and I think that day may be about over anywhere where we'll have to have a title and stay right to it. Amen. My title is the wife of the Lamb anyway, and the queen, she's the queen, glory to God. But can you, when we look up, we long to see our King in all his glory, see. Glory to God. So there's a group, and that is a special group, and that's why it's a lot of people, they don't understand a lot of these things that we're preaching, but the wife always does, see. Amen. She understands perfectly. Glory to God. And that's where we are today, just praising God, glorifying God, and thanking God. Amen, knowing he's the same and knowing that he's going to work out his plan. When we say he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, then that is a thing that God is doing. Amen. That it's wonderful. It's beautiful. Praise God. So here we are today, just as happy as can be. Amen. If it rain, let it rain. If it snow, let it snow. We'll enjoy that too. Amen. Throw some snowballs or roll some snowballs. Amen. But I don't think we're going to have that until a few months on down the road, unless God just wants to do a special miracle. Praise God. He can do that. Amen. He was taking the children of Israel through the wilderness there. Amen. And they got up one morning, and it looked like it snowed. Amen. There was a manna that fell, and they went out gathering, and they tasted of it, and it was said, What is this? Amen. They didn't know what it was. Amen. It was manna. It tastes good, and they begin to tell what it tastes like. And I don't know what they finally decide. It's manna, or it's manna, or something. What happened. Yeah, manna means what is it? So since they didn't know what it was, how we've never saw this. This never been here before. So what is it? It's manna. Amen. And I tell you what, I've eaten some of that manna this morning. Glory to God. Not the natural manna, but the Spirit of God. Amen. And so those are the things that God has done, led his people. And we're in a time, a miraculous time. Now, that was a miraculous time going through the wilderness. The world didn't know anything about it. Amen. They were way out there in the wilderness. Glory to God. And I like the miracle of the opening of the Red Sea. Amen. Pharaoh's army behind them and the Red Sea before them. And they said, Moses, you've led us out here to get us killed. And God just spoke to Moses and said, hold your stick out over the water there. Amen. A lot of time we don't know what can be done with an army, but we know what can be done with a stick. Amen. Amen. My wife's at the store the other day. One of our neighbors there said something about a freak accident. So my vehicle. Freak car accident. And she said, really? You didn't get hurt, did you? What happened like that, you know? And he said, no, it was a stick. Amen. Amen. Run over a stick, but it turned up and got it, towards the strand. Yeah, messed up his transmission and so on. But Moses didn't know. He didn't want to use an army, but he wanted to trust God. He didn't know what God would do with that army. Pharaoh's army, but he knew what he would do with that stick. Amen. Just held it out. So we hold this word out, and we don't know a lot of these other things. Glory to God, but God is doing things. He's giving us that our thinking's turned into glorified flesh and bone thinking. Amen. In that realm, and God has created the realm down here when he created that river, the smaller river. Glory to God, it's so clear and so perfect. Glory to God. And the main river just went running right on through. Amen. That's what the world is doing. That's what Christianity is doing out there. It's going right on through. And I certainly don't want to condemn true Christianity or whatever realm that, because we can only be what God made us. Amen. If God don't reveal this, then we praise God that you enjoy it and like it and so on. But God will give you revelation. And God gives everyone, every member of the wife of the Lamb, he gives revelation. Amen. And a lot of times they share that revelation. And I'll get some good preaching material, we'll say. That's what we used to call it. Preaching material. Have a good testimony. Amen. And the Lord pleased with that when we do. Glory to God. And somebody say, well, that's what that sister testified about, a brother testified about a few weeks back. I said, yes, isn't it wonderful? I didn't even think about that. Amen. But look how it fits perfectly. Amen. So the preacher didn't have anything to do with that. Glory to God. The body of Christ did. In glorified flesh and bone, see? Amen, because we're part of him. And sometimes we have I don't know if we would be the right word there. Sometimes we feel like maybe that we shouldn't claim these things and shouldn't say we're bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, while those others have their part in God. Amen. And their part in God, they enjoy. I'll tell you that right now. Glory to God. They have a place in God, the realm in God. Amen. But the wife, She is the only group that become bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. And she is the only group that's clothed in fine linen, clean and white. Amen. And just praise God for it. How wonderful, 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 wonderful. And a lot of times I'll find and get taken the messages that we preach sometime, and I'll say wonderful, wonderful several times there. Well, I'll take some of those out because wonderful, 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 wonderful. What I'm saying here, it sounds good, but when you're reading, it may feel like we're overdoing it on certain words. Amen, but I don't know if we are or not. But in writing, that's where we put ourselves into it. It's the wife of the Lamb. Amen. Just like the Paul put himself into writing his letter in the New Testament. Glory to God. And it lasted until Revelation chapter 10, and the wife began to get this. Glory to God. And that's not saying that not prophecy will be fulfilled and so on like that. Amen. Because Paul looked at a group, amen, and says that'll be changed in a moment and twinkling of an eye and be caught up. And as far as he knew about it, caught up in the air. And that's about what we know about, because we don't know. And it don't. And we're saying, it don't matter where we're at. We're in the realm of glorified flesh and bone. Amen. Whether it's caught way up there or somewhere here just and right beside. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen. That's good. That's good. Well, it makes you feel good when you say something good and draw attention. Amen. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Amen. That's what we're here for today. Amen. And we're here to worship him and learn about these things. Glory to God. It used to be how good somebody sang, how good the music played, and how good they could work up a congregation. One preacher said, talking about another, said, I like to get him up because he knows how to get the people worked up. He get them worked up and so on like that. Well, I like for the Holy Ghost to work them up. The Lord Jesus Christ. I like for them when they know that they're the queen of the great king. Amen. That heart burned within them, and they get worked up over there. I can't wait to see him. Oh, to see him face to face. Amen. That's worth more than words can ever say. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord, for the water. Amen. I'm trying to do like that general did. Amen. He went against odds and he was winning and so on. And someone asked him, how do you stand against such odds and be zealous and lead your troop? He says, I never take a drink of water until I thank God for it first. Amen. I like that. Don't mean he had salvation or anything, but God noticed that. Amen. He never take a drink of water unless he thanked God for it. I'm sure God saw that he had water to thank him for. Praise God. So here we are today, just rejoicing, just shouting, just, amen, thank you for this joy, Lord. Amen, there's joy in the Lord. I used to read that, and I wouldn't know exactly how to apply. Praise God, but there's joy. Amen, and there's rejoicing, and there's praising, and but most of all, there's revelation. Amen. And that's why we're so happy we got a revelation that we are bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. And we have the mind of Christ. See? Amen. That feminine part. Glory to God. And we had it in the espousal, but now we got the mind of Christ in marriage. Amen. And so we can't help but glorify God. And we can't help but say, thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. And then thank you, Almighty God, for your wisdom of having the masculine and feminine. Amen. And you put it in the beast of the field and all that. Glory to God. But then here in see, we are the wife of the Lamb. Amen. All God's spiritual children. Amen. The family, see. Glory to God. Amen. Just like the people that was born of Seth and so on like that was Adam's family. Amen. Well, Seth, one of them was put to death. What was his name? Where Cain slew, it was Abel. Cain slew Abel, see. Hey, but it's trying to stop it, but you know what? Amen. God just picked up through Seth. There and the other one. Amen. There's still a family of God. And this year, irregardless, it may look like it's not on track sometime, but I'll tell you, it's perfectly on track, and I praise God for it. I glorify God for it. Amen. It's hard to stand up here and talk about it. Amen. Without a running. I used to have a brother. He's already gone on now. But he would come back in those days. We had something like Pentecostal meetings a lot of time. And he would come. He'd get shouted. He'd jump up and run out the door there. We'd hear him going around the church, hollering, praising God, and so on like that. He couldn't stay still. Hallelujah. Sometimes it feels like we can't stay still here. Amen. Wonderful, 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 wonderful is He. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. So I like the way God's doing it now. He's given us help, the preacher. Amen. Not just from some other preacher, but He gave us, giving us help from the entire body of Christ. Amen. In glorified flesh and bones, see. Amen. They get revelation. And I'll say this. Any true preacher that's to preach to the wife, they are not at all reluctant to give honor to someone that God give a revelation to. And they'll come, and a lot of times have people come, say, have you ever noticed this? Look what this says. And so on like that. Amen. And that God honors, see. That's the way God put it here. Amen. Then you got the son and his wife, bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. Amen. And just everything working together in the family of God out here. Amen. And it's not going to be manifested in its true trueness until the millennium, in the eternal age. Amen. There'll be that group. They're so happy. But then I'm sure that we're going to take and say, I want to go visit some of the farmers over here or something. Amen. And just admire how good they got everything fixed, you know. Amen. It'll be so wonderful. And the fruit they grow, and I don't know how much fruit we'll eat or what we'll eat during that eternal time. Amen. Or the millennia. Glory to God. But the Lord knows. And I can say this. Jesus Christ, once He raised from the dead, He raised from the dead in glorified flesh and bone. Well, praise God. The disciples were afraid and said, it's the Spirit. It's the Spirit. And Jesus said, do a spirit have flesh and bone? And then He capped it off like this by saying, have you anything to eat? Or have you any meat, or whatever they say. Some translation, anything to eat. Nothing say any meat. Well, they gave Him fish and honey. Amen. I don't know how tasty that would be, but I'm sure grilled fish and honey, that's what Jesus, He loved it, and they loved it then. So they gave Him some fish and honey, and He ate before them there and ate with them. And when He got ready to go, told them what He needed to tell them at that time, all of a sudden, his seat was empty again. No one sitting there. Amen. They went out. They bursted them doors down, nearly getting out, going to tell everybody else, He's risen, He's risen, He's risen. And now we sometimes say, I serve a risen Savior. Amen. He's in the world today. And I can't remember how it goes. But the thing about it is, we serve Him. Amen. And not only serve Him in the sense of we want to do something for the Lord. And I used to feel like if I didn't preach somewhere every night, that I was maybe not doing my very best for the Lord. And so we had a minister here one night, and see, we've been here since the 60s, I believe. Amen. And doing, well, one preacher brought some Kool-Aid or something like that, or cake coloring, and he had the pulpit and he preached to the people that they need to be out getting souls saved. If that soul go to hell, then you will be blamed. Then he put his hand down in the water and let that water drip is red. And he said, blood will be on your hands if you don't do it. If you don't get out here and start winning these lost souls to Jesus. Amen. Well, in that day and hour, I suppose that was an acceptable way of trying to get people stirred up and doing things. But the thing is, God's going to ever get every one of them anyway. Amen. There's not going to be a one of them lost that he's put their names in the book before the world was. Amen. The fact is, there is no literal books and there's no literal names. Amen. That's written in the books. Praise the Lord. So God's just wonderful. He's beautiful. Amen. Then in this last day, since the marriage had taken place, God's give the wife a message that's for her. Amen. And we got many of the books now. Amen. God just laid it on our hearts. And there's my wife, and she's got a helper there. Well, not a helper. I mean, the Sister Leah, she's the Lord's, work for the Lord, just like my wife does here. And, of course, through the computers and so on, they can work together and so on like that. And take it off tape and put it in sentences that work makes sense. Sometimes I'll say something, I don't finish the sentence there. And I believe my wife say, what he was trying to say is this. And then she'll do it. Well, that's good. One mind. And I told about the lady interpreting for us and so on. And everything just went right off. Well, see, we're in a day and an hour now where everything's just working good. Amen. We're just praising God. And we're just happy and can't help it. I am so happy and I can't help it. I'm glorifying God and I can't help it. Amen. So I'm going to close this out right now. And so we just praise the Lord for it. So I guess if we have a title, and we'll need to put something down for a title, our thinking and our praising of God has gone into the realm of glorified flesh and bone, or glorification, realm of glorification. So we'll do that. All right, I'm going to ask my wife to come sing one for her. Amen. I enjoyed so much the one she just sang there. And she's singing these songs. She's writing them, and they're being blessed. It's not just something she opened a songbook and try to find one that John or Charles Wesley did. Amen. She sang one day. She said, "Here, Charles Wesley." Amen. Singing the song. All right. We just pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we praise you and thank you for the word. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. All right. You just come right on now. And I'll back off here and back off and give way. Glory to God. Praise his wonderful, wonderful, wonderful name. Amen. All right. Lord, you're just so real, and we appreciate you so much. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. All right, my wife, Barbara.
Thank you. Amen. I'm just so thankful to be here today. And we had really bad storms last night, but Lord, he kept us again and didn't let anything tear up around here. And we kept our electricity and everything, and we just praise him and thank him that he would let us be here today. And I just love the title of the message today, that our thinking and our praising of God has gone into the realm of glorification. In other words, we're glorifying God in glorified flesh and bones. And that's what's taking place. And we're just having such a wonderful time. And you know, we've been working on this new book that, you know, is getting ready to go to the printers. I'm hoping in the next 3 weeks that it'll be going. No more than a month. And we're just having a wonderful, wonderful time. And Leah had actually did something on a punctuation in one of the books that actually gave me something the other day. And I told Ben about it, and I haven't said anything to her about it or anyone else, but she had tweaked something on punctuation. And it was, the sentence was the original word of the Bible. The original word in the Bible, you know, God wrote the original word, and then he had it, he spoke the original word, and then he had it wrote in the Bible. You know, he had it written, and it was written by men. And when I did that in the punctuation there, it was written by men, the Bible was written by men, yes, a masculine part of Christ. You know, because God used Christ, the Christ spirit, to write that, that masculine part. But when I did the punctuation on that, I immediately, it just came to my mind that there was a part left out of the Bible that was not written by men, but it was written by a woman, and the woman's name is Christ the wife. And I thought that was really good when the you know, the Lord showed me that God, he on purpose left out a part of the Bible. To show the feminine part of the Christ spirit that had taken on glorified flesh and bones in a people and named her Christ the wife, named as Christ the wife, and gave us these writings. And these writings were not done by men or a man, but they're done by a woman named Christ the wife. And anyway, I just appreciate that. And yes, there's male and female in this body, but the name of the body of glorified flesh and bones is Christ the wife. And I just praise you for that, Lord. I really think that's wonderful. Amen. Don't you? I got tickled over it last night. We were laughing about it. So that the Lord would show something like that. And he kept the best to the last and brought that out. And I tell you, it's really wonderful. Lord, I come to you with only the things you've given to me. You gave me the name Christ the wife, and the righteousness of fine linen, clean and white. Created me glorified flesh and bones from your very own. And by this word that you said, the bread of life I was said. For you're the lifter of my head. You're the lifter of my head. Soon I'll see you face to face and greet you with a wife's embrace. For the rapture is now taking place. My Lord Jesus Christ, you're the lifter of my head. Oh, 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 you're the lifter of my head. Soon I'll see you face to face and greet you with a wife's embrace. For the rapture is now taking place. My Lord Jesus Christ, you're the lifter of my head. All these glorifying revelations you've given to me, and I'm honored that you would let me see. Oh, how I believe I'm bone of your bone and flesh of your flesh. So everything else has fled, for you're the lifter of my head. You're the lifter of
I'll see you face to face and greet you with a wife's embrace. For the rapture is now taking place. My Lord Jesus Christ, you're the lifter of my head. Lord, I come to you. Oh, I come to you with only the things you've given to me. You gave me the name Christ the Wife and the righteousness of fine linen and clean and wine. Created me glorified flesh and bones from your very own. And by this word that you said, the bread of life I was fed. For you're the lifter of my head. You're the lifter up of my head. Soon I'll see you face to face and greet you with a wife's embrace. For the rapture is now taking place. My Lord Jesus Christ, you're the lifter of my head. All these glorifying revelations you've given to me, and I'm honored that you would let me see. Oh, how I believe I'm bone of your bone and flesh of your flesh. So everything else has fled. For you're the lifter of my head. You're the lifter of my head. Soon I'll see you face to face and greet you with a wife's embrace. For the rapture is now taking place. My Lord Jesus Christ, you're the lifter of my head. Oh, Lord, you're the lifter of my head. Soon I'll see you face to face and greet you with a wife's embrace. For the rapture is now taking place. My Lord Jesus Christ, you're the lifter of my head. Oh, you're the lifter, Lord, you're the lifter. You're the lifter of my head.
Oh, praise you, my Lord Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We praise you, my Lord Jesus.
We got
Amen. 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 We're going to pray for Billy's sugar. And that's Leah's husband. And we got word that he his sugar was up, and we're going to pray for him right now.
Amen. Amen. We're going to just
Amen.
Hands and pray. Heavenly Father, in the name
yes,
of Jesus, Lord,
come
we come.
We, thank you for
we come in the precious
yes,
name
Lord,
of Jesus Christ,
yes, Lord.
Bringing this problem
yes,
to you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And we know that you're able to exceedingly
yes,
above
yes,
what we could even ask or even
yes,
think
Lord,
about.
We thank you,
Lord,
Lord,
that's the great God that
yes,
we're serving.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Amen. And
Amen.
Through the
Amen.
Lord Jesus
thank
Christ,
you, Lord.
Being bone of his bone,
yes,
flesh
Christ,
of his flesh,
Lord.
Lord, we have that special privilege.
Yes, Lord.
And we come to you, we use that privilege
yes,
today.
Lord.
Lord, and ask that you just help
Amen.
Him with this sugar problem here,
yes, Lord.
And that'll just work out to be normal.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. As
amen.
We, the wife of the Lamb, ask this for the glory of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise you, my Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, my Lord.
Yes.
And I just want to add something, too, on with the difference between the white-robed saints and the fine linen glorified saints. It's the righteousness of God. Because the white-robed saints has the righteousness of the faith of the Son of God, but they do not have the feminine faith of Christ that was married to the faith of the Son of God.
Amen.
So they don't. The only the wife has the feminine faith of Christ.
Yes.
You know that because that feminine part of the Christ spirit came into a body that was prepared to receive her, and she came in and solidified, and we became the same as her, and that and then that brought us in, equalized us with our husband in full stature,
yes.
And so that's the difference between white robed and in the fine linen. So I just thought I'd add that in for you, okay? Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So we just praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, my Lord.
We just praise God and we share. And if God gives someone something, though they don't be a preacher or something of that nature, amen, but the servant of Christ, then, amen, we just use it just the same. Amen, and I don't get up and say that, hey, I got this year, but I did get it, but I got it from another member of the body of Christ, see, amen, so they part of the glorified flesh and bone, amen, so that's the way we operate, and somebody said that preacher listened to his wife, in many things I do. And I listen to other members of the body. Glory to God. They got a revelation that's needed. Amen. Don't have to come through me. Because the wife, she has reached the full stature of the man. Amen. And in that man, there's the masculine part and the feminine part for the glory of God. So we just praise God, and God bless you, and we'll be dismissed. Amen.
Amen.